Welcome to Reggie Digital.
Humanoids in the digital world, welcome to Reggie Digital. Let me ask you guys, are you staying human? Humanoids in the digital world, how are you guys doing? Is everybody staying human? Man, I know last week I talked about the passing away, the dying of my Pebble watch, the original Pebble watch. Man, I love that watch. I love that watch, y'all. But I have the Pebble too. Now, I got it. Let me tell you guys how I got the Pebble. It was around 2014, 15. You know, the Pebble been around for a minute, and I wanted it. I saw that everything that it can do, and I'm like, yeah. And then when I found out that you can download the app on Android or iOS and use the watch, I was like, yes, let me get that watch. Well, I didn't have any extra money to spend because I'm on a budget, y'all. I'm a techie on a budget. Very strict budget. I live by that budget. But didn't have any extra money to buy the Pebble. But I discovered some apps that allowed me to make some extra money, and I saved up and I got that Pebble. I think the Pebble was on sale for like $119, something like that. Yeah, so I went and picked it up, and like I said, I discovered that you can have either iOS or Android operating system on your phone, and you can still use that Pebble. Matter of fact, you could use the Pebble with the Windows phone at the time, and I had a Windows phone at the time, and I enjoyed it. It was fun. I got to control my music, got messages. It did what I wanted to do. I love the Pebble. Pebble, man, it was a watch, y'all. It was a cool wearable, and I'm enjoying the Pebble 2 now, but the original, I love the original. I miss it. Oh, I miss my watch, y'all. I miss my wearable. I'm thinking about getting a Pebble Round, and I know what you guys are saying. Why would you get a Pebble Round? Pebble was bought out by Fitbit. Pebble is a company no more, and Fitbit has stopped support as of June 30th. Why would you go and get? And I say, shut up. As long as it does what I want it to do, I'm going to wear it. And just like the original, when it dies, it's dead. Now, I'm thinking about getting a Fitbit Versa. I've seen some of the watch faces for the Fitbit Versa and the Fitbit Versa. You can use with Android and iOS. I just may have to. And see, that's a big selling point for me. If the wearable is usable on Android and iOS, big selling point for me, because I'm a big fan of both phones, both operating systems. Sometimes I use an Android, sometimes I use my iPhone. Matter of fact, I always have two phones on me. One is an Android, one is an iPhone. That's something that I started way back years ago. I just enjoy both operating systems. Both do what I want them to do. A little differently, but I enjoy both of them. So I think it's funny that you got the iOS sheep and the Android loyalist always comparing and fighting. I say forget it. Let's enjoy both worlds. And I wish that Windows Phone was still around. I know I've said it before, but I wish that Windows Phone was still around, because I enjoyed the Windows Phone. It gave me something different from Android and iOS, you know, because I do get tired of one phone all the time, you know. And I want something different. I want to try something different, you know. And I love the UI that the Windows Phone had. I love the user interface. Loved it. I think it was pretty ingenious and pretty cool. I enjoyed it. But yeah. Goodbye, dear friend. Goodbye. I'm not giving up on you yet. I'm gonna let you sit around for a few days, and then I'm gonna try to charge you again. Oh my goodness. Yeah. But anyway, goodbye, dear friend.
Well, humanoids, it's time for me to get up out of here. Gotta go recharge my batteries. Hope everybody have a beautiful, beautiful week. And remember, humanoids, stay human. Thank you.